and welcome to Abiding in God's Grace Ministry. I want to read to you one of the most important prayers you will ever recite against me. This is a prayer to cancel evil plans of the enemy. Prayers against all evil plans. My beloved, the Bible has made it plain that we have an enemy who has nothing good planned for us. The devil is not going to be kind to us. He is not going to do good to us. He is a thief. Yeshua makes this known to us. Thieves do not have good intentions for their victims. Satan's ultimate plan is to steal our souls. But if he can steal our joys, our hopes, our peace, our marriages, and our relationships, if he can steal and break our homes, our families, etc., he will. We are also told that his motives are to kill, steal, and destroy. He has many ways to get to these, but that is his end game. God has given us prayer and his word as two very important tools. When we go to God, we must do so boldly. We are his children, and we do not need to be shy or timid as we approach our Father. God is willing to hear and act on our prayers on our behalf. God honors his word and declares that all his promises are yes and amen. As we approach him to cancel the evil plans that the enemy has towards us, let us pray the following with full assurance that he hears and that he will respond. If you can, pray this prayer every single day. Pray this prayer over you and your life, over your spouse and his or her life. Pray this prayer over your children and their life. Pray this prayer as an individual, as spouses, as a married couple. Pray this prayer with your children as a family unit. Pray this over your home. I ask that you all save this to every device and pray this every day and every night. I ask that you all bow your head and close your eyes. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you that I am your child. The word declares that you have given the right to become a child of God to all those who have received Yeshua as Lord and Savior. I am grateful for this assurance. I belong to you. And as your child, I am under your protection. Thank you for making me aware of the plans of the enemy. You told me that he comes only to kill, steal, and destroy. Because I know these schemes and plans of the enemy, I can stand firm against him in the name of Yeshua. Father, I thank you that you did not leave me ignorant or arrogant and as such vulnerable to his schemes. I declare and decree that the plans and the purposes of God shall prevail in my life. I declare and decree that the plans of the devil shall fail and not prosper. As you have made known the schemes and tricks of the enemy, you have also given your word as a weapon against him. Your word is mighty, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul, spirit, joints, and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Thank you for your word. I pray your word in the mighty name of Yeshua as protection over me, my husband, and my children. I use your word to cancel the plans of the enemy. I clothe myself in the full armor of God so that I will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Your armor gives me the strength to combat all that Satan sends to harm me. Father, when I am hard pressed on every side, I pray for you to be my hiding place. Be my refuge and shelter me from the wickedness that Satan is plotting against me. Lord, when troubles set upon me, I pray that you will preserve me from my troubles. Surround me like the mountains around Jerusalem. Lord God, be my refuge and strength, a very present help in troubles. Father, I pray that when Satan comes to kill, you will give me life. Your word declares that Yeshua is the way, the truth, and the life. So please give me your life when death pursues me. I pray your word over me that declares that I shall not die but live, and declare the works of the Lord in Yeshua's sweet, precious name. Hallelujah. I stand now in the name of Yeshua and declare that there shall be no more demonic attacks, no more demonic lack, no more stress, disease, distress, drama, sickness, and illness or depression among any of God's children, including me and my family, in Yeshua's name. Lord, any plan plotted against me and my family by humans or devils, I reject under the authority of the name of Yeshua. Lord, any negative words said against me or my family, I reject under the authority of the name of Yeshua. I shatter any and all generational curses and generational spirits. They all end now. Poverty and lack will not be in my house in Yeshua's name. Lord, you have declared that you will restore the years that the locust, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the pomperworm have eaten. Nothing stolen will be lacking in my life. I cancel the thief's plans against me and my family. You have given me everything that I need for life and for godliness. The devil has no rights to these things. Thank you for your power to restore in Yeshua's name. When the enemy comes to destroy, I stand on your word that states, we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. You will not allow the devil to have charge over me. Your spirit gives me the victory over all that Satan will bring my way. I am victorious. I am a victor. I am a conqueror. I am an overcomer in the matchless name of Yeshua. We command that the powers of the enemy be broken off in our lives, be broken off of our marriages, be broken off of our children and families, be broken off of our relationships, be broken off of our homes, be broken off of our minds, be broken off of our bodies, be broken off of our wallets. I cancel every single feeling or thought of fear in Yeshua's name. You have not given me or any of us a spirit of fear, but you have given me and all of us a spirit of power, of power, of power, of power, love, and a sound mind. Because you are my helper, I will not fear what the enemy can do to me. I will not fear what he can do to my body, because my soul is safe with you and belongs to you. Lord, I declare that I am strong in you. You will never leave nor forsake me. You are my strength. I am not afraid because you cannot fail. And with you, I cannot fail. My loved ones cannot fail. My children cannot fail. My husband cannot fail. I thank you, Lord, that no weapon that is formed against me, nor against my husband, nor against my children, nor against my family shall ever prosper. And every single tongue that shall rise against me, my husband, my children, and my family in judgment, you have given me the authority to condemn. I stand in this heritage because I am a servant of the Lord, and my righteousness is of you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I declare that I can do all things through you. I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Nothing shall separate me from the love of God in Jesus Christ. Nothing, and I mean nothing, will separate me from your love. When distress comes, it will not separate me from your love. When persecution comes, it will not separate me from your love. When famine or nakedness or peril or sword comes, they will not separate me from your love. In Christ Jesus, nothing shall separate me in Yeshua's name. I pray the verses of Psalm 91 over me and my family as I cancel all that Satan tries and would try to send against us. Most High God, please help me to dwell in your shelter and abide in your shadow. God, help me to take refuge in you. Deliver me from the snare of the enemy and any evil he sends against me. Cover me, Lord. Hide me in your wings. You are faithful, O Lord. I will not fear the terror by night, nor any evil by day. I will not fear any pestilence of the dark, nor any destruction by night. 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right, but it will not come near me. I repeat, 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right, but it will not come near me. Lord, as I cancel all that the enemy has planned for me, I trust all that you have in store for me. You have declared that your plans are to prosper me and not to harm me. You plan to give me hope and a future. I stand on your plans in the name of Yeshua. Reveal to me, O Lord, any openings for the devil in my life, in my husband's life, and in my children's life, so that I may close them through the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, I ask these things and pray in Yeshua's almighty name. I love you. Amen. Now, I just want to read these verses over you and your life. Let each of the promises in these verses be true in your life. I pray over you and your life, Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yeah, I will help thee. Yeah, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I pray over you and your life. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful. He shall establish you and keep you from evil. What a wonderful verse. God is going to keep you from the evil one. I pray over you and your life. Psalm 91:1 through 4. He who dwells in the shelter of the highest shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say unto the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He will deliver you from the fowler and the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. I pray over you and your life, Psalms 118:17. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. My beautiful brothers and sisters in Christ, You do not have to live a defeated life. This will guide you through a prayer that will cancel all the negative plans of the devil. Recite this every day and night as an individual over yourself and your life. Pray this prayer over your spouse and their life. Pray this prayer over your children and their lives. And pray this prayer over all your family, loved ones, and friends and their lives. Pray as an individual, as spouses, and as a family. Check out the links on our YouTube channel for our podcast, Abiding in God's Grace Ministries podcast. We have so many inspirational and encouraging, uplifting devotionals, daily spiritual nourishments, prayers, scripture reading, Bible studies, and so much more. Don't forget to hit that like button and hit subscribe. Once you click subscribe, hit the bell next to it and click on all so you get all our notifications. Look us up on all our social media platforms, which is on our YouTube channel. We have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and of course, YouTube. We also have a Facebook Christians Men's Group and a Facebook Christians Women's Group. Above all, put on the full armor of God. Stay strong in the Lord and repent and believe the gospel. Boldly declare the truth and proclaim the kingdom of God. Be ambassadors for Christ and fight the good fight of faith. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all, and our love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Abiding in God's Grace Ministry. We love you all, and God bless.